The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, January 28, 2018, is from the Book of Daniel, chapter 10, verses 10 through 19. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Daniel, chapter 10, verses 10 through 19. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you are highly esteemed. Consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up, trembling. Then he continued, Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. While he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face toward the ground and was speechless. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing before me, I am overcome with anguish because of the vision, my Lord, and I feel very weak. How can I, your servant, talk with you, my Lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Do not be afraid. You are highly esteemed, he said. Peace. Be strong now. Be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, Speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Daniel chapter 10, verses 10 through 19, New International Version, January 28, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Daniel 10:10. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. The angel Gabriel, who also appears in Daniel chapter 8, verse 16, chapter 9, verse 21, and Luke chapter 1:19, and Luke chapter 1:26, appeared to Daniel once again in answer to Daniel's fasting and prayers. After 70 years of exile, and after some of the Jews had returned to Jerusalem, Gabriel appeared to Daniel once again in 537 B.C. See Daniel chapter 10, verse 1. Therefore, Daniel was quite elderly by this time. Daniel was so overwhelmed during Gabriel's angelic visitation that he fell down before him, and Gabriel touched him three times during their visit to strengthen him, enable him to speak, and to do what he commanded. Daniel 10:11. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up, trembling. Gabriel told Daniel that he was greatly beloved or highly esteemed three times in Daniel chapter 9, verse 23, Daniel 10:11, Daniel 10:19. Greatly beloved is used in the King James Version and the New Revised Standard Version. Highly esteemed is used in the English Standard Version, the New American Standard Version, and the New International Version. Our Heavenly Father said to Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3:17. In several verses in the New Testament, Christians are called beloved. For example, quote, "So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Colossians 3:12. To receive angelic visitations and be given the prophecies he received, Daniel was greatly beloved or highly esteemed by God, and Daniel's life demonstrated why God was well pleased with him. Imagine living a life of obedient faith in God so consistently that God considers you highly esteemed in His eyes. Gabriel enabled Daniel to stand up when he touched him, and then he commanded Daniel to stand up so he could tell Daniel what God had sent him to say. God graciously gives us the ability to do whatever He commands us to do. Daniel 10:12. Then he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them." Even though Daniel faithfully obeyed God and prayed, the appearance of Gabriel filled him with fear. So the angel gave him reasons not to be afraid. By his example, Daniel shows us how we need to begin our study of the Bible. As Bible teachers and students, we need to set our minds to gain understanding. We need to humble ourselves before God, and we need to pray. Then, we have the assurance God will hear our words from the first moment we pray them, but we may not always receive the answer how or when we expect. Though Gabriel had appeared to him before, Daniel did not expect an angel visitation. Daniel's experience in this instance does not mean that God will send an angel to answer our prayers, but God can. For this was a rare experience for Daniel. In Daniel's situation, God needed to send an angel, so he did. Today, God has given us the Holy Spirit and teachers to help us understand the Bible. Quote, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come." John 16:13. Note, previously, when Gabriel spoke to Daniel, he was unopposed. See Daniel 9:2-23. Daniel 10:13. "But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, because I was detained there with the king of Persia." We now learn at least one reason why God's answers and our learning God's answers to our prayers can be delayed, but not stopped. Even though the Lord sent Gabriel to tell Daniel the future, Gabriel had to engage in spiritual warfare and defeat spiritual enemies before he could deliver the message of the Lord to Daniel. God's angels face spiritual enemies, and so do we. Spiritual enemies can interfere with our prayers and God's answers for a time, but God can and still and will defeat His and our spiritual enemies. In this situation, God allowed the demon over Persia, the prince of the Persian Empire, to work with the king of Persia to resist Gabriel for 21 days. Then God sent the archangel Michael, one of the chief princes, to help Gabriel defeat God's enemies. The demon was with the king of Persia, and in some mysterious way, the demon and the king worked together to interfere with Gabriel's divine mission. But Daniel's continued fasting and praying made a difference, and along with Daniel's prayers, God's angels defeated this pagan king and his demonic spirit guides. God's enemies did not want Daniel and his subsequent readers to learn that God is the Lord over all time and history, including the king of Persia, and God will answer the prayers of believers. Daniel 10:14. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. After giving Daniel a glimpse into spiritual realities and warfare, the angel explained to Daniel, in ways Daniel could understand and all he needed to know, God's plans for the future of Israel and of Judah. God gave Daniel the vision, and then, after much prayer and fasting, God sent Gabriel to explain the vision to Daniel. God has given us the Bible, and from much study, prayer, and sometimes fasting, God will sometimes use Bible teachers, in addition to the Holy Spirit, to give us the understanding we need and all we need to know. Daniel 10:15. While he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face toward the ground and was speechless. Daniel was so overwhelmed by the angel and his words that he could not speak, and he bowed his face toward the ground. Because Gabriel had been opposed and delayed for 21 days and needed Michael's help, Daniel was speechless. He recognized that the vision from God that he had previously received and Gabriel's message and vision interpretation were of immense significance for God's people and their future. Today, Bible students know how God fulfilled the vision and the interpretation God gave Daniel, and they have conclusive evidence that no matter what happens in the future, God will accomplish His purposes, no matter how much opposition God faces. Daniel 10:16. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing before me, I am overcome with anguish because of the vision, my Lord, and I feel very weak. Gabriel touched Daniel's lips again to give him the power to stand up and speak to him. Daniel's vision overwhelmed him because it concerned war and the future of his people. He saw how much they would suffer in wars involving Persia and Greece. See Daniel 10:20. And later, the Roman Empire. See Daniel 2. Yet after years of suffering and despite all opposition, God, the Creator and Lord over all, would send the Messiah, according to His predictions and perfect timing, to fulfill His purposes in history. Daniel 10:17. How can I, your servant, talk with you, my Lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. Not just from old age, Daniel was so overwhelmed with Gabriel's appearance that he explained to him why he could not talk and could hardly breathe. Daniel 10:18. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. By touching him, the angel gave Daniel all the strength he needed to obey him. Daniel 10:19. Do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed, he said. Peace. Be strong now. Be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, Speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. Once again, the angel commanded Daniel to be strong. And Daniel said that he could now be strong, because God, through the angel, had strengthened him. Once again, the angel reassured Daniel that he was highly esteemed or greatly beloved. Daniel had nothing to fear from God or Gabriel, for God was at peace with him. The angel proclaimed peace. Gabriel and Daniel were at peace between themselves, and Daniel received peace in mind and spirit from God. The vision God gave Daniel and Gabriel's interpretation meant war and hardship for God's people from invading armies. But despite wars and hardship, God's people can find peace with God and enjoy peace within themselves. Eventually, God will achieve all His purposes through His Messiah and bring everlasting peace to the world that Jesus came to save. When the angels appeared to the shepherds the night of Jesus' birth, they also proclaimed peace. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Gabriel assured Daniel that God's favor rested on him. Therefore, he had good reasons to be at peace and have no fear of God or Gabriel. By grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, God's favor rests on God's people today. Before His crucifixion, Jesus said to His disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." John chapter 14, verse 27. After Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to His followers, again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." John chapter 20, verse 21. We too can receive the peace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And just as Jesus gave His disciples the ability to obey Him through the Holy Spirit, God will also give us the ability and power to do whatever He has commanded us to do in the Bible. As the Apostle Paul wrote, "I can do all this through Him, Christ, who gives me strength." Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What did Gabriel say about Daniel's character before God? 2. During his visitation, what did Gabriel do to help Daniel? 3. When did God hear and answer Daniel's prayer? 4. From Daniel's example, what can we learn about prayer and Bible study? 5. Give one reason you may not receive an answer to prayer when you expect. International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkers, Jr. Prayer in the Heavenly Battleground, Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Then the angel continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them." When the angel, probably Gabriel, appeared to Daniel, he explained why it had taken so long for Daniel to receive an answer to his prayers. The problem was not Daniel's lack of faith or commitment to obeying God, because the angel told Daniel that he was highly esteemed or greatly beloved. While serving as a counselor to the king of Persia, Daniel had refused to seek the esteem or love of the world. No wonder God esteemed his way of life. While remaining humble before his God, Daniel had persisted in prayer for 21 days. No wonder God loved and respected Daniel. Daniel was not at fault. Having set his mind to gain understanding from God, Daniel had prayed rightly. Therefore, from the first day that he had begun to pray, God had heard his prayers. From Daniel's meeting with the angel, we discover why answers to some of our prayers take so long to learn. Gabriel explained that while he was on his way to give God's message to Daniel, a demon had resisted him. Only after God sent the archangel Michael to help him was Gabriel able to come to Daniel. The book of Daniel gives us a glimpse into the spiritual battles all believers face. Like Daniel, we can take our place in the battle when, for good reasons, we set our hearts and minds to pray to God and then persist in prayer, no longer how long it takes to receive our answer. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.